The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم has said whosoever recites درود upon me 50 times daily I myself will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month of Safarul Muzaffar. Now, when we talk about the blessed month of Safarul Muzaffar, it would not be fair to talk about this month having not mentioned Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Now, when we mention Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, it would not be fair to not talk about the love and devotion Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, the month of Safarul Muzaffar is coming towards the end, and the month of Rabiul Nushrif shall be upon us soon, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to the entire creation. Now, when we look at the Quranic verse here, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, Imam Jawzi rahimahumullah writes in his tafsir that rahmah here is talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not been sent except as a mercy to the entire creation. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not just been sent as a mercy for myself. He has been sent as a mercy for the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Now, when we look at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was sent to the people of Bani Israel. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent also to the people of the Bani Israel. Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salam, he was sent to the people of Madian. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was sent as a mercy to the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was sent as a mercy for the non-Muslims also, as well as the Muslims. When we look at the endless mercies and the endless bounties of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, one of those endless bounties is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a prevention for any type of major calamity to fall upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire world, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been protected from any major type of azab. The previous ummahs, they had gone through different types of azab. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a prevention for that to happen to his ummah. Now, when we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a mercy, we can look at it as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a mercy for us in the hereafter also. Now, imagine the Day of Judgment, the day in which everybody will be worried, the day where everyone will be worried about themselves. Now, the people, they'll be so worried and they'll be so scared about the accountability that will happen on that day that they would rather have wished that they be thrown into the fire of hell than to continue waiting for the accountability. The people will be worried and so scared that they will run on the earth in search and in hope. They will be crying and they will be hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start the accountability. The people will run to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and they will say to him, O Adam, you are the father of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you reside in paradise. The angels bow down to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught you the names of all the things. And the people will say to Adam alayhi salam, O Prophet Adam, please Do dua, please make it so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cries out our hisab. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will say to the people that this is not my status and I am worried about myself on this day. Then the people, they will be worried, they will be confused, they will be crying and they'll be thinking to themselves, now what do we do? Then they will be told that go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. So the people worried and desperate, they will run and they will flee towards Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and they will be mentioning his excellences and they will be saying, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, please do dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he may carry out our hisab. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will reply in the same way that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam did and say that this is not my status and I am worried about myself on this day. Now the people will be more worried and they will be crying and they'll be running around. Then they'll be thinking to themselves, now what do we do? Then the people, they will run to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they will say to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Ibrahim, you are Khalilullah, you are a very close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please do dua for our intercession. Please do dua so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may start the hisab. He will reply in the same way that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will reply, and he will say, it is not my status today. Today, I am worried about myself. So the people, they will leave and they will be even more worried. They'll be running and they will be crying and they'll be worried about themselves. And then they will run to the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They will say, oh Musa alayhi salam, you are one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will start to mention the excellences of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They will start to praise Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They will hope and they will pray that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam does the dua and the intercession will happen and the hisab will begin. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam will reply in the same way that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam replied. He will reply in the same way that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam replied. He will reply in the same way that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied. And he will say that this is not my status and on this day I am worried about myself. Now, the people, they will begin to get more and more and more worried. They will continue to run and they will continue to flee until they reach the court of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They will say, O Isa, you are one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will begin to mention the excellences of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They will begin to do the praise of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And they will beg him and they will say, O Isa alayhi salam, please pray, please do dua for us so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can begin the accountability. Become an intercessor for us. However, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will reply in the same way as all the previous prophets had replied. And he will say to the people, O people, today it is not my status to do so. I am worried about myself. Now the people, they will begin to get more and more worried. The people will run until they reach the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one in whose hands victory has been placed, the one who is unafraid today, the one who is the master of the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And they will go to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they will say, O Rasulullah, you are the seal of prophets, so intercede for us today. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, O my people, ana sahibukum, that I am the one who you have searched for. I am the one who will intercede for you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will begin his intercession. He will go into sujood and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O Muhammad, raise your head and speak, for your speech is listened to. Ask, and whatever you ask shall be granted. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. Then the intercession will start, and the people who even have a mustard seed worth of iman shall be forgiven under the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, when we go back to the Quranic ayah and we read the words, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, now we have more of a context, we have more of an understanding on this verse, and we have more of an understanding that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for as a mercy to the entire creation. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as a mercy to the entire creation, then let us all rejoice in the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we look at the Quranic ayats, we find many other verses in relation to celebrating the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in Surah Al-Maryam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "And salam, peace and tranquility upon the day that you was born." Now, here it is not directly talking about the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is talking about the birth of Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying wa salamun, peace and tranquility be upon the day that Sidna Yahya alayhi salam was born, and we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of a greater status than Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, then we automatically know and understand that tranquility, if not more tranquility, was on that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. When we look into the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we come to know that even from a young age, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would celebrate the blessed Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was just 6 years old, he delivered a great speech in front of many big scholars on the topic of Miladun Nabi. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was greatly appreciated by the great scholars who were also present there. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq to celebrate Mawlid also. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we look into the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we know that he would celebrate the blessed Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would do so in such a way that he would deliver many great speeches on the seerah, on the biography and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would sit on the minbar, he would sit in such a respectful position that he would not move. And when he was present within those gatherings of Mawlid and the conversation of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being brought up, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would stand up with great respect and recite salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the level of respect that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had. Now, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, we have heard how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would celebrate the blessed Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have understood the Quranic ayah of وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Now, how would we ourselves celebrate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There are many ways in which we ourselves can also celebrate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the many ways in which we can celebrate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by increasing our recitation of the Holy Quran. Another way in which we can celebrate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by increasing our nawafil, our voluntary prayers. Now, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need of our nawafil. We know that he is not in need of our extra durood or salam. However, we know that on that day, we will be in need of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another way in which we can celebrate the blessed Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by keeping extra nawafil fasts. We can keep extra voluntary fasts. Now, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on the day of Monday and the day of Thursday, and he would do so for the reason of celebrating and to commemorate his blessed birth. Now we can also follow this blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and keep fasts during the month of Rabi'ul Awwal or any other month, and we should fast on the day of Monday and Thursday, and we can also send this sawab and this reward to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another way in which we can celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by attending the weekly gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami holds weekly gatherings every Thursday in which they will be talking about the excellences of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They'll be talking about the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Naat and poetry will be recited in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, if we attend these gatherings, inshaAllah, we will be amongst those people who will be receiving the intercession and the shifa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. Another way we can celebrate the blessed Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by attending the local Mawlid gatherings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another way in which we can celebrate the Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by informing ourselves, is by learning more knowledge about the life and the livelihood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are many seerah books written about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we can purchase these seerah books from our very own Maktaba Tul Madinas. In these seerah books, we can learn about the life of Rasulullah from youth. We can learn how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was as a child. We can learn about the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was growing up, when he was in his teenage years. We can learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was in his adult life. We can learn about the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca to Medina Sharif. We can learn about the end part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we can gain many blessings from reading such works, and we can gain so much knowledge from this. May Allah azza wa jal give us the tawfiq to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another way in which we can celebrate the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is something that our Amir Ahl Sunnah has also promoted, is the use of flags. We can use the flags in which Amir Ahl Sunnah shows on Madni channel, and we can wave those flags whilst we are listening to the poetry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can decorate our houses to rejoice in the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can place these flags outside our houses. We can decorate our houses with the lights. We can adorn our houses with many different types of decorations. We can distribute food to the poor people. We can give them charity. We can give them clothes in remembrance of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our love for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our love for the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our love for the month of Safarul Muzaffar. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase our charity. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to learn about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us the tawfiq to decorate our houses and adorn our houses in remembrance of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us the tawfiq to read the nafal prayers. May Allah azza wa jal give us the tawfiq to keep these extra nafal fasts. May Allah azza wa jal give us the tawfiq to celebrate the Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with true love and compassion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.